This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India is celebrating 10 years of the Digital India program. Launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, the initiative aimed to use technology to improve governance and make everyday life easier for all citizens. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today is a historic day as the nation marks a decade of Digital India. He said the program began as an effort to transform India into a digitally empowered and technologically advanced society. A decade later, the country stands witness to a journey that has touched countless lives and ushered in a new era of empowerment. The Prime Minister said India has made great strides in digital payments, powered by the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians. He also noted that sectors like health and education have seen significant benefits from this digital transformation. President Draupadi Murmu will formally inaugurate Uttar Pradesh's first Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in Gorakhpur today. The state's first Ayush University, named after Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath, will be an important center for both education and treatment in traditional systems of medicine, including Ayurveda, Yunani and Homeopathy. Ministry of Railways has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paise per kilometer and for AC classes by 2 paise per kilometer. The ministry has said there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. The ministry said that reservation fees, superfast surcharges and other charges will remain unchanged. More from our correspondent.
The passenger fare for second class travel will remain unchanged up to 500 kilometers, and for distances beyond that, there is an increase by half a paisa per kilometer. Passengers will now have to pay 5 rupees more for distance ranging from 501 to 1500 kilometers, 10 rupees extra for distance between 1501 to 2500 kilometers, and 15 rupees extra for distance between 2501 to 3000 kilometers. The passengers for ordinary sleeper class and first class will also have to pay half a paisa more per kilometer. This fare revision also applies to premier and special train services such as Rajdhani, Shatabdi, Duronto, Vande Bharat and Tejas. The revised fares will come in effect for tickets booked on or after 1st of July. While tickets issued before this date will remain valid at the existing fare without any fare adjustment. With Anand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that challenges are an inevitable part of complex bilateral relationships, but the key lies in ensuring that the overall direction remains positive. Speaking in an interview after arriving in Washington for the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting today, he emphasized that the India-US relationship has demonstrated a consistent upward trend over the past 25 years. On the topic of trade, the minister said they are in the middle of a very intricate trade negotiation and that he hoped it would come to a successful conclusion. The External Affairs Minister has said that terrorism anywhere is a threat to peace everywhere. He pointed out that any state sponsorship must be exposed and must be condemned. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the inauguration of an exhibition on the human cost of terrorism at the UN headquarters in New York last night.
The United Nations Security Council issued a strong condemnation of a particularly horrific act of terrorism in Pahalgam. It demanded that its perpetrators be held accountable and brought to justice. We have since seen that happen. What that response underlines, the message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The world must come together on some basic concepts. No impunity to terrorists, no treating them as proxies, and no yielding to nuclear blackmail. Any state sponsorship must be exposed and must be countered.
The Indian benchmark indices opened higher this morning amid positive global cues. Sensex was trading 142 points up at 83,748, while the Nifty added 43 points at 25,560 when reports last came in. Buying was seen in auto and IT sectors in the early trade. The India Meteorological Department has forecast active monsoon conditions to continue over many parts of northwest, central, east India during the next 5 to 6 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.